Before you listen to the sermon, read Matthew chapter 12. And today I want to talk about the blasphemy of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah,
there are three places in the Bible where this is mentioned. The blasphemy of the Holy Ghost. Yeah, there are three places in the Bible where this is mentioned.
In
Luke 12, Matthew 12, and Mark chapter 3. Sometimes it's called the unpardonable sin.
Yeah,
the sin that cannot be forgiven. And this is one of those topics that there is some confusion about. Yeah, what is this blasphemy of the Holy Ghost?
Well,
how can somebody be guilty of this?
Yep.
Let's start reading from Luke. Luke 12 and read verse 10. And whosoever shall speak a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But unto him that blasphemeth against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven.
و هر کی سخنی برخلاف پسر انسان گوید آمرزیده شود اما هر کی به روح القدس کفر گوید آمرزیده نخواهد شد.
Now you can imagine that a verse like this can keep people awake at night. Yeah, because it says if you commit a specific sin, this blaspheming of the Holy Ghost, it's something that it says cannot be forgiven. Yeah. And the logical conclusion from that is, if your sins are not forgiven, or if this sin is not forgiven you, then you are to pay for those sins, or for this sin. And the Bible says, for the wages of sin is death, in Romans 6:3. And what does this refer to? Yeah, Revelation 20, 14 and 15. Yeah, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Yeah, so without forgiveness, yeah, you would go to the lake of fire to pay for your sins. Yeah, so people who don't have a clear understanding of what this means, what the Bible is teaching here, can be worried. What if I do this? By accident? Yeah, what if I have done something in the past? And I cannot change it anymore. Now, today I hope to give you some clarity on this and to also to put you at ease. Yeah, so let me give you the layout of the sermon,
because
I want to start with look at what it doesn't say in the Bible and some false belief in regards to the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. Then I want to look what the Bible says, what is the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. Then I will go to the passages that talk about this and show you what it's not teaching. And then at the end we'll look at some things that it is teaching. Now let me start with giving you some wrong interpretations, wrong explanations of what the blasphemy of the Holy Ghost is.
Yeah,
the first one, and I think a commonly